Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there in the big 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, Felix and the crew with the United States Postal Service hauling the bulk mail to the post offices so they can sort that mail and get it out to us in our mailboxes today. And, of course, the suicide jockeys delivering the gas and delivering the diesel all around the areas wherever you're at. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And our handle over there is at Captain's America. Now, on Twitter, we're also at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the great things we got going. All righty. The man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics in California is with us tonight, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Da-da-da-da-da! All right, thank you, guys. Yep, right back at you, thumbs up. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. All right, there we go. All right, are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
To the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, tonight, Kyle, is a balmy 83 degrees down here. Clear skies. Going to be another Chamber of Commerce day out there. Fishing is great. Beach is great. And Richard says it's 53 degrees, and they're going to get rain later today where he's at.
That's what it looks like there on the coast of Oregon. You're right.
All righty. Well, better than to be. 53 degrees, I'd have a coat on.
That's right.
Okay, so we got plenty to talk about tonight, but I'm going to start with something that is going to rile some people because they're not going to understand what's going on. But the Republican Senator John Cornyn, who's the lead senator on this gun control issue, trying to put together something in the Senate, has said that the Democrats have nearly run out of rope in the gun reform talks. In other words, they're going nowhere with what they're doing. What seems to be the problem, Kyle?
Well, I know that they're looking at these red flag gun laws. I think that's one of the main issues. They're also looking at the so-called boyfriend loophole, but the red flag laws, Captain, do call into question whether or not someone can be deprived of due process. I think that's at the heart of the matter on that.
Well, what they're afraid of is that a boyfriend-girlfriend type dispute where the girlfriend goes, oh, he tried to kill me. Oh, he tried this, he tried that. And you got to come get his guns. He's got a bunch of guns, blah, 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 and all that stuff. They're afraid of the he said, she said stuff is going to create a big problem.
Well, right. And, of course, also I think it has to do with if you've been involved in a marital dispute or someone that you live with, as opposed to someone maybe that you've just been seeing for a short time, there's some issue with that in the so-called boyfriend loophole. Captain, the American people certainly don't want someone who has a mental illness to be able to obtain a firearm. But at the same time, though, they want to make sure that nobody can simply denounce them because they're mad at them or they don't like their politics. This opens a door that is very, very strange to the American people.
Now, that's the point right there. You just hit the nail on the head with the point. That is, in fact, what the problem is, and they can't seem to work their way around it yet. They may not be able to at all. I don't know. But I do know this. Guns don't kill anybody. It's the person with the gun. And if you got somebody with a mental problem that has not been reported as such somewhere along the line, then shame on them or shame on you, because these psychiatrists that are out there, when they do the evaluations and whatnot, they're supposed to report that stuff.
Well, exactly right. And at the same time, you know, as we discuss these things, or as the Senate discusses these things, or the government or society in general, the most important immediate need is to make sure that when children go to school, that they are protected. That's something, Captain, that we don't need to worry about a red flag law or talking or getting a consensus between senators. We can actually put those things into place such that if somebody does have a weapon and they come to a school, they get stopped. I can't imagine why the Democrats just run away from that very notion.
I can't either, but they do, and they are, and that's the problem, and that's why they're not going to get anywhere with what they're trying to do right now, because there just isn't a point in the middle that they want to approach. And, of course, they want to get rid of the guns from the kids that are under 21 years of age. But, again, I say to that, here comes the music as we go to break, I say to that, you've got somebody 18 years of age or even 17 in the military serving, being trained how to use that weapon in war, and you mean to tell me they can't have a gun in civilian life? I don't think so. Hold on. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. A lot more to talk about today. It's a beautiful day in my neighborhood. I hope it is where you are. Be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch, right here broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the country and all around the world, too. By the way, I am so happy to tell you about MyPillow and our relationship with Mike Lindell. Now, I've been over there working with him as an endorser for going on 3 years now, but I'm really excited about the future right now. Now, in case you haven't heard this, Walmart just booted Mike Lindell out of their stores finally once and for all and said, that's it. We're not selling any more of your products. We're done. And that leaves a big hole, so to speak, in Mike Lindell's retail inventory. So that puts it on to people like me to tell you about his product. Now, here's the deal, and here's how we can fight back and help out someone as good and as well-natured and a patriotic individual like Mike Lindell. You can go to his website, MyPillow.com, and when you get over there, go into the Radio Listener Specials page. All of us have one there, Radio Listener Specials page. And while you're there at MyPillow.com, take a look at the specials. But the one special that's going to stand out and just grab you and just say, my God, look at this, are the brand new, all-season slippers. Because Mike Lindell's gone and done it again. After he sold the other slippers out, which he did, he turned around and got a brand new line of slippers, MyPillow slippers, and you can save $90. $90. On a pair of those slippers right now. Now, I've never seen anything quite like it, so what I'm doing is I'm getting a pair of sandals because he's got the brand new sandals, and I want those. And I got them in the color that you like, Jeff, so you can get them over there. But you use the promo code CAPTAIN, and if you want to call him on the phone, talk to a person, order them that way. You can do that at 800-641-5459. But the deal is, go to MyPillow.com, support a patriotic American, a God-loving, patriotic American who stands up for America all the time, every day, period, no exception, and take a look at what he's got. You'll also see the MyPillow Giza bed sheets there. You'll see the Giza Elegance MyPillows. And by the way, pillows, $19.89 each right now. He's dropped the bottom out of the price on the pillows. $19.89 on the pillows. So you got a couple of tremendous opportunities there. If you want to get a MyPillow, get one for less than $20. And if you want to get the slippers, save $90 on a pair of slippers. So, happy shopping. MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. Phone number 800-641-5459. And, Kyle, I don't know what to say, but that's unbelievable stuff here with Lindell.
It really, really is. And as you mentioned, yeah, these are great opportunities. So head on over to MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. Absolutely.
Yep, absolutely. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to upset some of the left-wingers that are listening to us right now, but I don't care. You ready?
Sure.
We keep hearing about the Putin tax hikes, right?
Right.
Well, let's make from our crack research team that we have here, let's make an accurate statement out of this. They are the Biden price hikes because of inflation, and inflation is causing everything to go up. It's out of control. There is no control, and we still haven't seen the light at the end of the tunnel, have we?
No, we haven't. We've seen the Fed this week raise the interest rates by 75 basis points. They believe that that's somehow going to try to tamp down inflation or at least make it begin to level out. But, Captain, people are literally in financial pain right now. The mortgage, or I should say the interest rate hike, I don't think is going to fix things. We're in for a long haul here.
Now, I was roaming around town yesterday, and I got a chance to talk and speak to some of my Latino friends that were out there. Some of them are Democrats, but they're friends nonetheless. Some are Republicans. But they were all unified in their thoughts about how we got to where we were at. And there's nobody out there blaming Donald Trump. They're all blaming the Democrats. They're all blaming Joe Biden. They're all blaming Nancy Pelosi. They're all blaming Chuck Schumer. And I'm telling you, there is a wrath coming to this country in November, the likes of which we have never seen before when it comes to voting the bums out. Mark my words. What say you?
Yes, that does appear to be the trajectory that we're on right now. The Democrats could have easily mitigated a lot of this, but they decided to go for broke, Captain, I think, over all the spectrum of all the agenda that they have. They presented Joe Biden as a moderate. Of course, that was never going to be the case. He's beholden to the far left. He won't allow the energy. And now he's trying to chastise the oil companies for not refining enough and producing enough and trying to look as if he's, quote, fighting inflation. But he set these things into motion, Captain. We're here today, and just down the street from me, gas is $6.29 a gallon. And that's Joe Biden did that. There's no doubt about that.
Joe Biden is a buffoon, number one. Number two, Joe Biden couldn't lead his way out of a wet paper bag, number two. He is being manipulated by people that are telling him what to do and how to do it. All right, hold on. We're going to go to the telephone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, this is Timmy down in Okemos.
How are you, sir?
I'm starving to death because of this. But what I think you ought to do with your truckers is send them up to D.C. and lock down the Beltway and nobody in and nobody out, including jet fuel, and let them starve for a little while. That's what I think.
Okay, but we don't necessarily need to go to D.C. That's a good idea going there. How about if we start with our state capitals?
Yeah, you can do that, too. The truckers, you know the truckers will do that. They're starving, too.
I know. And a couple of my good friends parked their trucks yesterday and said, that's it, we can't do it. As a matter of fact, one of my really good friends said, I haven't paid myself a dime in 6 months.
That's it. They're starving us all. We got to starve them out and see how they like it. Let them drive their electric cars home.
Yeah, but then they got to charge them.
Yeah, well, they'll have to buy some coal, I guess.
All right, well, let's think about how we can do that. I think we should start with our state capitals first and then work our way on up to D.C.
That'll get their attention when they can't get what they want. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. All right, thanks for calling, my friend.
All right.
Yep, okay. Okay, whoop, I'm sorry, I lost some air. Okay, what do you think, Kyle?
Well, I think, yeah, he's expressing, obviously, you know, a real frustration. And this is not something that's going to go away anytime soon.
Uh-huh. Well, think about something. Your number one expense in a truck is what?
Well, I would think it would be the fuel.
That's right. And now it's beyond an expense. It's something that's just killing you because you have to have so much revenue per mile to make up that expense. The revenue is not necessarily there, especially at the local level, because nobody wants to pay the rates that the guys have to get out on the road. They think that this stuff gets delivered on snowboards or sleds or something. You know what I mean? They have no idea. They don't understand it. But they will when they find out they don't have trucks to deliver their freight.
And, Captain, that means when people go to the store, just the grocery store, for example, think they're not going to have what they need. It's a snowball effect. And, once again, it puts the president or the White House in the position of trying to pit industries against the people against the industries, all the while trying to look like they're doing something to try to help people. But in reality, they're actually making all this worse. We know the moves that Joe Biden could make as president right now in order to start alleviating these problems, but they just won't do it. I think they want the chaos to actually get worse. It seems fantastical, but that's what we're observing.
Well, let's do the math real basic here for the truckers, and the truckers know where I'm going with this. If fuel is $6 or $7 a gallon, and you're driving a big rig that's only getting 5 to 7 miles per gallon, which is typical, maybe some get 8, maybe some get 10, do the math. What do you got for a cost per mile with fuel?
Yeah, well, it's a lot, absolutely.
Yeah. A lot. Do the math. What is it? Come on, you're a mathematician. Do the math. Take $6 a gallon and divide it by 6 miles to the gallon. How much does that cost per mile with fuel just to go down the road?
So what was that?
$1 a mile.
$1 a mile, okay.
Okay. Now, there are some freight rates out there that barely pay $1 a mile, and they don't want to pay the surcharge on it. How are you going to make a dime of profit?
Well, you're not.
I rest my case. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure this out. You want your stuff? It's going to cost you. So, wake the hell up in Washington, D.C. Wake the hell up in your state capitals. Wake the hell up in your cities and your counties, or you're not going to be able to eat breakfast sandwiches, let alone anything else. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. U.S. stocks fell sharply on Thursday, pushing the Dow Jones Industrial Average below 30,000 for the first time since January 2021. The drop comes after the Federal Reserve's biggest rate hike in decades.
And as other central banks also try to subdue rising inflation, after rallying on Wednesday in response to the Fed move, benchmark indices turned tail on Thursday. Four European leaders expressed their support for Ukraine on Thursday, while meeting with President Zelensky, vowing to back Kyiv's candidacy to eventually join the European Union and offering more weapons to fend off Russia's invasion. French President Macron promised Ukraine six more truck-mounted artillery guns, the latest in a new round of Western arms pledges, as the war grinds on in the Donbas region in the east. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle, and we are going to tell you that this segment is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, I want to thank everybody who is taking my advice and checking out Relief Factor. I heard from Pete and Seth Talbot, and they're very appreciative to the comments that they've been getting from you folks that have been trying Relief Factor, that is, you're taking it and it's working. And that's what I told you. Just give it a chance. It's called a 3-week quick start for a reason. Now, some cases, it'll start to act right away in the first few days. In most cases, it takes about a week or so to get in your system, and then you start to feel the benefits of it, the results, and away you go. Now, the best part about it, and this is why I like it, is I've been taking it for going on 8 years right now, and I'm going to continue to take it the same way I am. By the way, my specialist has told me this is probably the best thing I can do to help myself and keep my swelling and my inflammation under control. This product does that. Relief Factor does that for me. It's because of what's in it. All natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it even lowers or eliminates pain by going right straight to the source of the pain. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, 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 and give it a try. $19.95 is all it starts at. That's the cost, $19.95 to get it started. And then you go on automatic delivery and away you go. And you can stop it anytime you want. It's that simple. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren and Professor of Politics. Okay, Kyle, the movement is alive and well again, okay?
Right.
Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago?
Well, I think, no, I don't think anybody.
Is there anybody in this country that can say they are?
No, I don't really think so. There may be some small group of people who would say, well, I made this investment or that investment, or I'm doing better at my job today. But overall, I think you've got a very similar situation to what we saw back in 1980, right? When Ronald Reagan could ask the question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And then subsequently could ask the same question, really, in 1984 for re-election to say, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And yes, we are. And he was able to win by another landslide, basically.
Well, yeah, but we have Joe Biden there. And if he dares to ask the question, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago, he's going to get it thrown right back at him.
Well, sure, but he's already laying the groundwork for this. He's saying how, remember he was on Jimmy Kimmel just a little while ago, saying, we've accomplished all these great things, we just can't communicate them properly. He believes that things are going better for the economy. They'll point to jobs numbers, but that's really, in this whole context, it's really a misnomer. Because everybody can watch, can look around their own communities, their own towns, and know exactly what's happening to the economy.
How can you possibly believe, unless you are mentally deranged, that this economy is better than what it was under Donald Trump? How can you believe that?
Well, I don't think that you really can. I think, though, that you've got the Democrats all.
Do you
different...
remember what the rate of inflation was just a little bit more than 2 years ago?
What was it was
1.4%.
Exactly. It was almost non-existent.
1.4%. Yep.
Right. And so, in other words, it would be something that would not be felt in the way that it's being felt right now, for
yep.
sure. When you look at gas prices or look at any prices. And so, Captain, I think what will happen is that you'll continue to hear the Democrats in the White House, for sure, try to tell you how things are better, or that it's not our fault. It's the Putin, like you were talking about, it's the Putin price hike.
Putin tax.
The Putin tax.
And that's stupid. That's stupid.
Right. In other words, that because it's like a de facto tax increase. But whatever they want to call it and tie it to Putin, people understand that that is just a way of trying to shift the blame. And that's all part of the messaging factor. And they really believe that they can pull it off.
Okay, well, let's tie this to the Democrats. They just lost a key congressional district in Texas, in the 34th congressional district, won by Republican Myra Flores, whose husband is a Border Patrol agent, which gives her a leg up on what's going on because she was getting firsthand information about what was going on at the border and able to actually go along the border and show the people firsthand what was taking place. Now, the Democrats try to spin that into something positive. Oh, look, we got them coming in, and oh, we're turning it back, and oh, we're doing this, we're doing that. No, we're not, because the other day, there were about 24 buses, and I'm releasing this information for the first time. There were about 24 buses coming up from Texas that were on Florida roads that came across I-10, made a left turn, went up into Georgia, and were seen unloading somewhere around the Atlanta area the people that were on board those buses.
Well, right, and they'll tell you no, but it's all under control. We don't. What border problem are you talking about?
It's all under control. Hello, Atlanta.
Well, precisely. They actually want you to believe, the Democrat Party elite, or just the party elite, as we might call them as well, they want you to believe the biggest problem in the world is the January 6th committee hearings. That this is the most important problem that we could ever talk about. Somehow there's a threat, and on it goes. But all the different destabilizing things that they're actually bringing about in real time, that's why it's a distraction for that.
Let's talk about Nancy Pelosi for a second, because we usually leave her out of the mix because she's such a pain in the you-know-what. But she's done something to warrant her discussion. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asked about the Democrats' lack of condemnation when it comes to the number of pro-life churches and pregnancy centers during her weekly press conference on Thursday, the attacks that have happened there. Now, in response, Pelosi reiterated that women have the right to choose when it comes to their bodily autonomy. What that has to do with attacks on the structures I just told you about is beyond me. Now, attacks against churches and the pregnancy centers have increased since May after a draft opinion from the Supreme Court detailing the overturning of Roe v. Wade was leaked to the media. Now, while some attacks included vandalism with graffiti, others were more serious and involved arson trying to burn down buildings.
Well, right. You know, the things aren't connected in the sense that if Supreme Court justices figure out that there's the Roe v. Wade is built on shaky ground legally in terms of its constitutionality, that is a different animal than it is to say, well, anybody who opens up a pregnancy center that wants to help women who are pregnant and want to make a different decision other than abortion, or if the church, as it has taught collectively since time immemorial about the notion of abortion and this kind of thing, they're attacking something that's not connected to the constitutional discussion here. But they are showing, Captain, their true colors in that anyone who would deviate from the notion that abortion should be plentiful and it's going on all the time and any word against it or any alternative to it is simply not acceptable. That's the scary thing that we're witnessing here.
Now, yesterday we talked a lot about the price of gasoline and what was going on there, correct?
Yes, of course, yes.
And yesterday I told you the price of gasoline had in fact gone down, correct?
Right.
Well, let's take a look at where we're at today, because I'm looking at the current price of gasoline. And again, I was a little surprised yesterday because Denise Simon had no clue what the price of gasoline was. And when I told her what the price was, she goes, well, I don't know where you're getting your information, but I don't see anything like that. I had two different sources. Well, I'm going to go to those two sources again. Oilprice.com shows the current price of gasoline at $3.90 a gallon at the refinery. That's without adding the taxes and without adding the transportation, correct?
Right.
Now, going over here to oil-price.net. This shows the current price right now at $3.96 a gallon, 6 cents higher than the other one, coming out of the refineries without the taxes and without the delivery charge added in. But it's lower by 35 cents from what it was 3 weeks ago. So the price of gas has gone down. Yesterday I saw retail prices in my neighborhood for as cheap as $4.69 a gallon.
Wow, still pretty high, though.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming back. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we got it going this morning. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
keep on dancing.
Oh, my goodness. Kyle. I'll guarantee we had Fred up on the kitchen table dancing on that one down there in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. I love that part where that guy gets in there. Got to keep on dancing. Dance, keep on dancing. Anyway, that's a song, a blast from the past. And, you know, we've been playing a lot of old stuff here lately because we get requests to play that stuff, as you well know, right?
Well, that's right. And, you know, especially, Captain, a song like that, at the time, I often wonder if they realized they were actually making a classic, you know, that would just live on through the coming decades. I mean, it's really something.
Short answer, no.
Yeah.
Short answer, no. Or they would have charged a lot more money for it.
Well, but it's interesting because when artists make these things or bands put these things together, that's sort of where their head's at. They're in that certain space, and it's just magic, and you can't explain it.
Well, that song has appeared in different movies from time to time, but again, you know, it is what it is. Okay, let me read the weather statement, and then I'll turn it over to you, because scattered severe thunderstorms will spread across the Ohio Valley and into upstate New York today through the evening. Large hail, damaging winds, and a few tornadoes can be expected. Now, excessive heat is in place today over the mid-Mississippi Valley and southern Arizona. We've got another round of excessive heat expected to spread from the northern plains into the southeastern U.S. down here in the Florida where we're at, and in through Saturday and also into midweek of next week. Now, we've got temperatures that are going to be approaching the heat index up in the panhandle of Florida. Thank God it's gone out of my area where I'm at the moment. But the heat index temperatures will be approaching 110, 112, 114, 15 degrees. Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, parts of Louisiana, parts of Arkansas, parts of Missouri, and parts of Tennessee will all be affected, as well as some areas out in the Midwest. So go ahead and tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Up in the state of Montana tonight, we have heat advisories for most of the eastern part of Montana. This is from Billings on over to the borders with North Dakota and South Dakota. We still also have a flood warning. This is going to be a little bit east of Billings as you head out I-90, as you get to Hysham and Miles City. You've got that going on. Then up a little bit to northern Montana, looks like in the area of Sydney, you might get some of the spillover there from the flood warning that's up there in North Dakota in that area. So just be aware of that. We still have high winds along I-90 outside of Missoula near Helena, down towards Bozeman, and down into Idaho. Certainly in the Idaho Falls area, Pocatello, looks like we got some wind advisories there. And of course, around West Yellowstone, they're still trying to pick up the pieces. Basically, a lot of damage continuing to be discovered there. Still a bad, very bad situation. So avoid that area if you can. We understand too, Captain. A lot of people are canceling their any kind of excursion that they might have in that area. Very sad for some of the local.
Well, the roads are gone in many areas.
Exactly.
There are no roads to go anywhere on.
That's right. So they can't get there, and so everybody is just a very bad situation. We've also got blowing dust advisory outside of Reno tonight, coming up I-80 as you're coming east out of Reno. We've also got other warnings, high wind warnings in central Nevada as well. And so that's what's happening in terms of those warnings. In terms of actual rain right now that we're seeing on the radar's scope near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, we've got rain coming across the road there. Also, in southern Oregon, northern California, we've got rain coming across Interstate 5. This is going to be mostly near Roseburg and Medford there in southern Oregon. I think Richard the Marine also noted that he might be getting some rain as well. Rain outside of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and also rain coming across I-8 as you go west out of Las Cruces, New Mexico, heading for Arizona. So be careful out there.
Right. Now, we're going to start with North Dakota, then go down to South Dakota. Northwestern corner of South Dakota, Rapid City, you've got some unsettled weather conditions there where you could get some of the flooding coming out of Montana headed in that direction, so be careful there. Same thing with western North Dakota from the Canadian border all the way down to South Dakota. In the meantime, we've got some really hot temperatures coming for the southeastern corner of South Dakota, for Wyoming, Nebraska. Let's see, for Wyoming and Nebraska, we're going to have some really hot temperatures in parts of both of those states. And then, again, temperatures in Kansas, the Kansas City area, we're going to have temperatures approaching 100 degrees. Also going across Missouri and over into the southern part of Illinois, coming on down through Arkansas and down through the eastern part of Louisiana. All of Mississippi, all of Alabama, most of Georgia, over to the coast, over to Savannah, and then up the east coast, all the way up towards Wilmington, North Carolina, you're going to have scorching hot temperatures through there. Now, the heat yesterday, and I'm just going to throw this out there, reportedly killed a bunch of cattle somewhere in, where was it? Was it Oklahoma, Texas?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, now there's something really screwy about that. Because cattle don't normally die like that, all at the same time, all in the same position, upside down on their back, struggling. I think that they got to really go in and take a look at that. There could have been some bad feed, which could have been tainted by the heat and whatnot. Heat does strange things, reactions to different chemicals that they put on the feed and whatnot, because they do try to fatten the cows up, or, you know, get them leaner, whatever the case might be, with some of the chemical things that are in there. So I'm wondering, I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if there's something more to that story, but we'll have to find out. But anyway, let me finish this. We do have a little bit of pockets of fog up along the Great Lakes. Tonight, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, going up through the Chesapeake Bay area, going up along, let's see, Long Island, and up towards Cape Cod. A little bit hazy conditions up there, and then all the way up there to Nova Scotia. So be advised of that, and keep in mind, again, as I said, Florida along I-10, west of I-75 and Lake City, you're going to have intense heat all the way across to New Orleans before you get out of it. Make sure your radiators are right. Make sure that you don't tax your vehicles any more than you have to by overheating the engines intentionally. That's not a smart idea. And make sure you're ready to go. So, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more right after the top of the hour. And we're going to have our discussion when we start out. We're going to be talking about Congresswoman Boebert from Colorado. A left-wing PAC has tried to go after her with some disgusting, not true stuff. And I hope to hell she owns those people. We'll tell you what that's all about when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.